Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hi.
And this is Deliberate Noise. Garbage, trash, waste, rubbish, litter.
Litter.
Whatever you call it, it's that stuff we throw away. We don't want it, but someone else might want it. Today's episode is all about garbage, and me and Claire are gonna play you 16 beautiful songs, hot, hot, fresh garbage, coming in hot. First up is called Waste by Dopey's Robe. Starting off a little slow and boring, but don't worry, it's gonna pick up. Dopey's Robe on CITR 101.9 FM.
jars of banana peels. I crap. I don't crap. I crap. I don't crap. Yeah, I crap. I don't crap. I crap. I don't crap. Yeah. I am not the only one. Better work on fascinating systems. But the mailman's in your favorite actor. Goes all in the trash compactor.
I'm So Trash from Demo Tape by Trash. Before that, Trash Generator by Tara Melos, and at the top, Waste by Dopey's Robe. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. It's Deliberate Noise, the Trash episode. Welcome, Claire.
Thank you.
Are you ready to talk about garbage today?
Yeah, I love all those words.
Right?
Just how they sound, trash.
Like, saying them feels
trash.
Good.
Trash.
Feels really good to say.
Yeah.
The hard R's.
Yeah.
Garbage.
Okay. We have a trash tip.
Trash tip for everybody out there who goes to parties or would like to.
Yeah. And meeting people. So my friend Jacob had a party on Friday and a couple people showed up that didn't know him so well. And so they were kind of like chit-chatting, saying hi. And he noticed some garbage sticking out of one of their pockets. And it led to just like an emptying of everyone's pockets of their garbage to give to him to throw out.
Wow.
And it was hilarious. And I thought that's a great way to meet people, like especially the host of a party, to just be like, I have some garbage I need to throw out. Can you show me where to throw it out?
Would you try this trick?
Totally. Then you like go on a little adventure to the trash can. You're like, oh, you learn something new about them.
Yeah,
where they have their garbage can. Yeah,
totally. And then now you know where the trash is, and you can tell other people.
Yeah, yeah. It's just the gift that keeps on giving.
And you can also find out if they compost,
which is really important.
Yeah, that's like major deal breaker. Like,
and whether they know how to recycle too.
Yeah, do they know how to even sort the recyclables?
Valuable information.
What would be the best type of trash to bring sticking out of your pocket at a party?
Like a mixture of like compostable and recycling. See what they do with it. Just be like I don't know where to put this, and then just see if they know to put it in the right place.
See if they're like, oh, I don't know either.
Yeah.
And then they throw the...
And then you just walk out.
Yeah.
Right away.
There's your daily trash tip from Claire.
Thanks.
Let's hear Trash Queen by our favorites,
Woo!
Dish Pit. This was originally a Skunt song, I believe, and now it's done by Dish Pit, equally as hot.
And we love.
Trashy. Okay, here we go. Trash Queen by Dish Pit.
My garbage truck for two, I'm talking shit about your boyfriend and reeking of booze. I got bed bugs in my bed sheets, lies in my hair. I wanna love you, baby, but that wouldn't be fair, 'cause I'm a trash queen. Trash queen. Trash queen. Out of my place at the top of the heap. Smells like me, people throwing the shit out, but I said treasure for free. Shut up, go to bed, you're drunk, go to bed. Shut up, you're drunk, go to bed, you're drunk. I'm back to
Frank, what the hell are you doing, man?
That's my character. I'm the trash man. I come out, I throw trash all over the ring. And then I start eating garbage. And then I pick up the trash can and I smash the guy on the head.
Oh, that's going to be a disaster.
No, nobody's going to get hurt. I'm telling you, it's like you said, it's all fake.
But it has nothing to do with the troops, Frank. A 60-year-old man eating trash? Who wants to see that?
No, but that's what people want.
Hey, I got something for you. I got a character for you. You can be the ref.
I'm not going to be the ref. I'm a villain, don't you see? Look, I got garbage.
Frank! Just nasty, dude. Are you choking? Oh, my God. No, throw it up in the bathroom. Get out of here. Go take a break. Go take a break.
Wimps with Garbage People from the album of the same name. Before that was Dumpster Values by Neighborhood Brats. You know what today actually is, Claire?
What?
At least for me where I live, it was Garbage Day.
I think it was for me too.
Yeah.
This is so funny, actually.
What time do they come by your house? Because for me it's like 11 a.m. almost exactly. So it's like prime time for watching.
Okay. Well, it's primer time. Like, this is interesting. So I get up earlier than you.
Yeah.
My garbage gets picked up earlier. So I literally opened my back door to put something in the recycling bin outside and saw the dumpster truck pulling our bin up and heaving it over.
It's a beautiful sight.
It is. So that would have been like 7:30.
Oh.
Or 8, maybe 8.
For me, I that's not preferable because, like, they're pretty noisy.
Yeah.
So when I get woken up by the garbage truck, I'm like,
yeah.
But when it's at 11 a.m., I'm like, oh, I get to watch.
Yeah. I used to have a room at the back of a house. It was awful.
Garbage people are heroes, though.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, I mean, I like to think that they have a fun time doing their job because they can,
I really hope so.
They don't ride as much on the back anymore because it's all mechanized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe like the recycling ones because they have to jump off and grab it. But then the trash and the compost ones, it's the machine.
Yeah. That system is amazing. Can you believe that they've been able to do that?
It does have a couple flaws, though. Sometimes the bins fall into the truck and then it's just gone.
Oh, so really?
Sometimes when I'm watching, I'm like, hey, today's the day. It's going to slip. It's going to fall.
And do they just...
And then you just have to get a new one.
Oh.
And then your garbage can becomes garbage, and then you have to get a new can.
Interesting.
You used to live somewhere where they don't do bins, right? In Montreal, they just do, like, bags of trash on the sidewalk.
They do have, I think, recycling. I'm doing air quotes. and it's just all in one bin. I mean, at least when I was living there. Mm. It was like you had garbage and recycling, and you didn't separate your recycling at all. And no compost. It made me so sad.
Yeah.
It's hard to live that way.
Where does it all go? Do you ever wonder?
Yeah, I do. I think about it a lot.
Have you ever been to the dump?
One time. Long time ago. It's pretty fun.
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Could you tolerate the smell?
I mean, I used to work around horse barns a lot.
Right. You love that smell. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR 101.9 FM. Claire, I had this great idea yesterday.
What?
And I thought that I was the first person to ever come up with it.
Oh, nice. Classic.
So I had this crazy idea. What if we just throw all of our garbage into a volcano?
That's an interesting idea.
Just like disintegrate.
I never thought about that.
And then there'd be no more garbage.
Someone's already thought of that.
And then I looked it up and there's articles explaining why we can't do that. There's one on popularscience.com. Why don't we just throw all our garbage into volcanoes? Because it's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll. It goes on to explain how when you throw... First of all, it's hard to find the right kind of volcano.
Okay.
And second of all, once you throw some stuff into, like, a bunch of molten lava, like, whatever it's called...
Oh,
it starts exploding.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine if you threw in, like, a whole load. It would just, like, cause this huge eruption and... And then the pollution aspect. Anyway, it's a whole thing.
Okay, so it's been thought through.
You can't just throw garbage into a volcano. I thought it was a great idea, though.
We're stuck with the Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
We are very much stuck with it. We're going to go check on that right now. In the meantime, have a listen to this. This is Cherry Glazer with Trash People.
Smiles like an ashtray, burying the smile and the heart. machine. The smile is from my mother's womb, wrapped up tight inside a sheet. Love my days in kindergarten, I was happy in first grade. Okay, in high school when it began to change. So some pockets you can fill them so you drown. I need a little bit of money and a little bit more time. I keep on losing my friends to suicide, and it don't get much better than this. I hate to break it, but the longer that you try, the less likely you will make it. I don't wanna be alone, I don't wanna die at home. A hippie monk told me there's comfort. You've worn your bootstraps down. There's still a lot of opportunity if you look around. But I'm running out of luck. I'm stuck earning 15 bucks. At least the government will feed me if I'm taken by the cops. I think I'm getting depressed. It's always me against the world. I'm well aware I'm egocentric.
Little Houses with the song Garbage Bin from their album Idiot Proverbs. That's a band from Melbourne. Before that, you heard Madonna Trash by Future Peers, and they're from Toronto. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. Hey, Claire.
Yeah?
What are things that you do that make you feel like a garbage person? Do you ever, like, do something and then you're like, ugh, I'm trash?
Yeah. Number one is getting books dirty in general.
Ooh, oh right, you love books.
Yeah, but like especially other people's books, because I tend to eat and read at the same time. And for example, I dropped like avocado and hot sauce on a textbook I borrowed from a friend, and it had this huge green and red like splatter all down the side of it, and I felt like the worst person because it was like so bright, and it was on every single page of the textbook.
What the hell, Claire?
Yeah. Worst moment.
Brutal.
What about you?
probably number one for me is every time I'm really, really, really late for something, I'm just like, I'm horrible. I suck. I am garbage. I'm the worst. Because there's never like a reason, really.
Yeah.
It's just like I don't.
Poor planning.
I just don't know how to like manage my time.
At least you feel bad about it.
Oh, I do. Yeah.
Lots of people just don't, not caring.
I wish I had that capability. All right. It is time now for our weekly toilet seat cover. So the bathroom I really want to talk about, it's not particularly special. I just think it's a really great place to poo, and probably a lot of people don't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is specifically for UBC people. This bathroom is located on the basement floor of the old sub, or the Life Building as it's now known. And I was there because I'm part of like the BVP like music club, so I was playing music, and then I was like, okay, I really need some water.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, there's got to be a water fountain somewhere on this floor.
Yeah.
And I am wandering around, and then I see like a gym.
Yeah.
Which I now know it's called the Arc, and it's like a new fitness center, and I'm like, oh, they've probably got a water fountain. And I go in there, and they had a great water fountain.
Okay.
And then I was like, well, I may as well check out these bathrooms. And so similar to the swimming pool, you've got your women's, your men's, and then your universal one.
Mm-hmm.
So I originally went in the women's one because it's like closest to the door, used the bathroom, nothing special, but then the sinks were out of service. There was like
what?
All this like tape, like don't go
all
here.
And
I'm
them?
Like, okay. Yeah, like the whole row of sinks in the women's bathroom. So I was like, okay. So I go into the universal one. And then they had, like, individual stalls.
Oh, nice.
For individual pooping pleasure. And, yeah, it was just very serene and peaceful in there. And nothing bothering you.
Were the walls yellow?
No, I think the whole thing was white. But just, like, yeah, if you need a good place to poo, go to the basement.
And it's free, right? You don't have to pay.
Yeah,
because you don't need a gym membership.
Exactly, because, like, I hadn't even gone into the gym part yet.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. So highly recommend going there. Also, if you are the kind of person who is desperate for like a huge, huge, really good floor to ceiling mirror for those full outfit selfies, they also have those there.
Nice.
So utilize those as well.
Is there one in every stall?
No, the mirrors, I think it's like as you go in.
Okay.
Just like
nice.
One. Yeah. So you kind of like you would be standing in someone's way and there would be people watching you probably. But
just go on and off hour.
You got to be shameless about mirror selfies. I've learned. Bathroom mirror selfies, you really got to be shameless about it. All right. The cover for this week is of the song called Trash by the New York Dolls. And it is covered by a band called The Pornography Glows, who are from Chicago. Here we go. It's from their demo, Trash.
Yeah. trash, baby.
Rocket from Russia, weekly punk rock radio show on CITR, presented to you by Stomp Records from Montreal. Every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. on 101.9 FM.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
We are so happy because Fun Drive 2019 is officially over. What a great feeling. To everyone who donated their time, their energy, and their money, the people who forgot to donate now but will online at citr.ca/donate, those who couldn't donate this year but will next year, and to our community as a whole, CITR and Discorder just want to say...
salty.
I love that song. That is by Garbage Dreams. The song is called Salty. That's from their Demonstrations album. They opened for, what's that band called with the kid from Stranger Things? Calpurnia.
Uh-huh.
Garbage Dreams, like, opened for them.
Nice.
And Calpurnia is, like, kind of big. Anyway, great local band. I just love that song. Before that, Garbage Truck by Splat Acrobat. Now, Claire,
yeah,
I would like you to talk about great things that you found that had been discarded or were clearly trash, because I know you have a lot of, like, good scavenging.
I do this all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm always on the lookout. People's boulevards, back alleys.
Once it hits the curb, yeah, it's Claire's.
It's mine. I'm very respect. Like, if it's obvious that it's not, like, yeah, put out, I don't do that. Okay. But I found some good chairs in back alleys, like furniture. But I think one of my favorites, I was biking home one night and I found this shredded Adidas rugby jersey. And I took the stripes on the sleeve and cut them out and put them on fleece neck warmers. So they're like faux, or like, I guess, like knockoff even Adidas neck warmers. And that was a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Those are some sexy neck warmers.
Yeah. That is a great example of turning trash right around.
Yeah. Look at you go.
Yeah.
And I bet Adidas has never even made neck warmers. Like, you really created something.
And a whole new genre of clothing.
Thanks to whoever dropped that Adidas rugby
thanks
thing
that
on the
litterer.
Ground. Littering is not cool, guys.
Don't litter.
I don't have anything more to say about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, just don't do it.
You know, I threw my gum on the ground for the first time, like, last year.
Whoa.
It took me 20 however many years to finally be like, I'm going to try this. And you know what, Claire?
How did it feel?
It didn't feel good.
Yeah, because then you have to walk by it, yeah, especially with gum.
Yeah, I was like, what if, I mean, that's just going to get stuck to someone's shoe, and then I started feeling all bad, and then, yeah, I don't do that anymore.
Good.
Just once I did
just
it.
Just one time. But everyone's got to do it once to know it's wrong.
I mean, I was like running and I'm like, if I don't spit this out, I'll probably choke on it. So maybe it's better that I litter. In those scenarios, that it's fine. You can litter.
Yeah. The alternative might have been death.
If the alternative was choking, fine. All right. A couple upcoming shows I want to mention. Amel and the Sniffers. Tomorrow night, Tuesday.
Woo! We'll be there.
Fox Cabaret. That's going to be a really awesome show. I don't think it's sold out yet. Probably get tickets at the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Claire will be doing.
That's what I'm doing.
Yep. Yeah, that's Tuesday, March 19. And then this Friday, March 22, Joe Past, Woolworm, Anybody's, and Dendrons, who are from Chicago. That sounds like a great show. That will be at Redgate this Friday. Check it out. All right. Now we've got a song. This band is actually from Vancouver.
Oh.
From like 2000. Two looks like a bunch of middle-aged people.
Wow, this is so in line with our conversation.
This band is called Litterbug. The song's called Sawa.
Sawa. Sawa.
would you say if I change my name to Trash Boat?
I'd say you're a total loser.
You wouldn't say it was cool?
Not if you're changing your name to Trash Boat. Wait, you're not actually considering changing your name to Trash Boat, are you?
What? No, I was just joking.
Then what are you hiding behind your back?
Nothing. No!
Certificate of name change? You actually did it?
Give me that!
Oh man, wait till everyone hears about this. Hey everybody, Rigby legally changed his name to Trash Boat.
No, wait! I gotta change my name back to Rigby.
How can I help you?
I'd like to change my name back.
That'll be $50.
But I don't have $50.
It's $50 to change your name, otherwise you're stuck with it forever.
Forever?
Is there anything else I can help you with, Trash Boat? Next!
I'd like to change my name back to Chad.
That'll be $50, Mr. Buttcheeks.
All right. We're out of time. Thank you for listening to Deliberate Noise.
Sawa.
See you again next Monday for more Deliberate Noise. We're going to end off with a classic from the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World soundtrack.
Love this song.
By the fictional sex Bob Om, a.k.a. Beck. This is Garbage Truck. And stay tuned right after this is Records Management.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll take you for a ride. I'm a garbage truck. Oh no. I take you to the dump. 'Cause you're my queen. Take you uptown. I show you the sights you know you wanna ride. I'm a garbage truck. Truck, truck, we'll pass the mansions by. Drive right through the needle's eye. Oh my, 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 my. I got a stereo. You just gotta turn the knob. And baby, we'll go as far as we can. I'll be your garbage man. I'll take out your junk and I'll crush it down. Jesus in the rear view and the highway patrol is up ahead in my garbage truck.